Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamb, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about the characteristics of the believing hearts from Surah number 23, verse number from 1 to 11, so that we will learn about the rest of the characteristics of believing hearts which we didn't learn up till now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their salat with all solemnity and full submissiveness, and those who turn away from al-lahwa, dirty, false, evil, vain talk, falsehood, and all that Allah has forbidden, and those who pay the zakat, and those who give their chastity, guard their chastity, except from their wives or the slaves that their right hand possess, for then they are free from blame. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors, those who are faithfully true to their amanat, all the duties which Allah has ordained, honesty, moral responsibility, and trust, and to their covenants, and those who strictly guard their five compulsory congregational salawat. These are indeed the inheritors, who shall inherit the firdas, paradise. They shall dwell therein forever.
Okay, thank you. So actually, sisters, we are learning about the characteristics of the believing hearts which are mentioned in these verses of the Quran. And we already learned about sincerity in prayers. And also we learned about the importance of praying all our prayers at their fixed times. We learned about the importance of paying the charity. And today, inshallah, we will learn about another important characteristics, which is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about those whom they are faithfully true to their amana. Amana means the trust. They are those whom they fulfill the trust, and also whom they are responsible regarding their covenants. Inshallah, today we will learn about the importance of fulfilling our trusts according to the rules of Islam. And about regarding the importance of fulfilling the trust, we will read now from Surah number 4, verse number 59. Number 4, verse number 58. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها.
Verily, Allah commands you that you should render back the trust to those they are due.
So this is a command from Allah, the Almighty, regarding fulfilling the trusts. That is to say, to deliver whatever you have entrusted with to their righteous owners. This is a command from Allah to every believer who must obey that command and fulfill his trusts to whom Allah commanded him to deliver these trusts. So in this class, inshallah, we will learn the following. What are the trusts which we are supposed to deliver according to the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah? How to fulfill our trusts and what is the reward for fulfilling these trusts. We will start, sisters, by learning about the trust. In order to know about the trust and to realize the most important trust for the believer from the Quran, we will read now from Surah number 33, verse number 72, so that inshallah we will learn about the most important trust so that every believer will be aware of this trust. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. I want to clarify to you that the word amana in Arabic means trust. Okay, so when we will say, I will use the word trust because it is the English word, but when we read it in the Quran, amana is trust. So let us learn the meaning of this very important verse of the Quran.
Truly we did offer al-amana to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they declined to bear it and were afraid of it, afraid of Allah's torment. But man bore it. Verily he was unjust to himself and ignorant of its results.
So actually, sisters, so when you read this verse of the Quran, you will wonder, what is this trust which the heavens, the earth, and the mountains, they decline to bear it while the human being, because actually he is ignorant and unjust, he accepted to bear it. What is this trust and why it is so heavy that the heavens and the earth and the mountain, they decline to bear it? Actually, let us learn about this trust in details and with some depth, because it is very important for every believer to realize what is the most important trust in my life, and from that trust all the other trusts, you know, are branches of that trust. Okay, at the beginning let us learn the following facts. The heavens, the earth, and the mountains and these creatures, they know the Lord without having to make an effort. They follow His law by their way, by their very nature, and the system applicable to them, without need for reflection or choice. They run their respective courses without fail, fulfilling their tasks according to their nature and constitution. The sun moves in its orbit in absolute accuracy, sending its rays, holding its satellite planets in a set measure of gravity, thus fulfilling its rule in the universe. The earth also runs its cycle, yielding its plants, feeding its population, burying the dead, and sending up its water in springs, all in accordance with Allah's law and without having to make a choice. The moon, stars, planets, the wind, the clouds, air, water, mountains, and valley all fulfill their functions by their Lord's command. They know the Lord and they are subject to His will without having to make an effort. What is the trust which they all dreaded to receive? It is the trust of responsibility, will, power, personal knowledge, and choice. Yet man took it up. So, sisters, this is the actually most important trust regarding the human being. Again, I am repeating, it is the trust of responsibility, will, power, personal knowledge, and choice. Man took it up. Man took it up because he is able to know Allah through his abilities and feelings. Man can recognize Allah's law by reflection and consideration. And man can apply this law by obeying Allah willingly and by choice. In every step along this way, man is acting by his own will, using his own knowledge, choosing his way, fully aware of the end to which it ends. This is the great trust, to choose to acquire the knowledge leading to Allah, to know Allah's law, to believe and to obey Allah fully. It is man alone who has this trust to fulfill on the basis of his guiding nature, knowledge, will, and effort. So, you know, sisters, most of the Muslims are not aware of this fact. You know, this fact is very important because I cannot take care of my children believing that this is my trust, but at the same time I am raising my children according to some rules which are totally against the rules of Allah. And at the same time I am under the impression that I am fulfilling my trust for Allah's sake. And Allah will reward me regarding taking care of my kids. No, this is totally wrong concept. If you want Allah to reward you for taking care of your kids because you consider them a trust, you must raise your kids according to the rules of Allah. How you will be able to raise your kids according to the rules of Allah? When you are able to fulfill the most important trust in your life, which is to choose to acquire the knowledge leading to Allah, to know Allah's rules and to believe and to obey Allah. When you will obey Allah, the Almighty, the One, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, this means that you are fulfilling the most important trust for any human being on the earth. When you fulfill this trust, okay, you will be able to fulfill the rest of the trusts regarding your parents, regarding your husband, regarding your kids, regarding Muslims and non-Muslims, all the creatures on the earth. You will be able to fulfill these trusts. Why? Because they are all belonging to the main trust, which you were able to fulfill when you choose to learn the knowledge which will lead you to Allah. When you choose to obey Allah, when you have the will and the power and you plan that I will live my life as according to his rules and Islam is my way of life. This is the trust which every Muslim must consider it the most important trust in my life. I cannot tell you, sisters, I am not lying, I am not by biting, because I want to fulfill the trust of Allah, and then when the time of prayer comes, I tell you, no, sisters, I will not pray now, I will pray later. Okay, why, sister, you will not pray now? Because no problem, I can delay the prayers, but I am fulfilling my other trusts in the best way. This means that you are confused about the priority of the trusts in your life as a believer in the oneness of Allah. You are a believer in the oneness of Allah. You choose to believe in Him. So the most important trust is to know Him, to obey Him, to live according to His rules. When you fulfill this most important trust, accordingly it will be part of your life, or strategy in life is to fulfill the trust to everyone according to the rules of Allah. So it is a huge burden. You know, sister, it is a huge burden that this small creature with little power and a short life and with pressurizing desires and inclinations has undertaken. And because of that, Allah is mentioning in the Quran, but man bore it, verily he was unjust to himself and ignorant of its results. You see, sister, this is a very important fact which every one of us must realize as true believers in Allah. It is not an easy decision, okay, when man chooses according to the rules of Allah, you know, to be the one, okay, to have the responsibility of this trust. The believer in the oneness of Allah to choose. You know this, to choose, to have will, to have power, to reflect. You know, this is the trust which every one of us must be aware of it, because this will be the most important question on the Day of Judgment. Allah will question every one of us, whether believers or disbelievers, whom you choose to be your Lord, on what basis you choose to be your Lord. What was your way of life? Do you have a will? Do you have a power? So when I come some For example, I always discuss about Muslims, because this is related for Muslims. When a Muslim will come and tell to Allah, "Oh Allah, I choose to be a Muslim," so Allah will question that Muslim. "So do you obey my commands? Do you learn my book? Do you follow my rules?" "No Allah, I don't." So Allah will question that person. "Did you read this verse of the Quran?" You know, sister, this is the importance of this verse of the Quran, Surah number 33, verse number 72. "Do you know that you have a trust in your life, and that trust was very huge? Do you realize that trust? Do you try to fulfill that trust?" Okay, and at that point, I think that those whom they are not obeying the commands of Allah will be in great trouble. Because the verse of the Quran is clear, and Allah is clarifying that it is a huge trust, it is not easy. And Allah is clarifying that man, out of his ignorance and injustice, he accepted that trust. If he accepted that trust, he will be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. So again, sisters, you know, you must realize that whoever has the intention to come close to Allah, to obey Allah, to fulfill that great trust, Allah will help that person. The most important for us as human being is our intention. In reality, I have the intention to obey Allah. In reality, I have the intention to fulfill my trust to Allah by obeying His commands and following His rules in my life. If you have this intention, just the intention, okay? And you know this rule, Allah will help you. And Allah will support you to fulfill that great trust. But the most important is the intention. And again, in Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the most important hadith and saying is that actions are but by intention. And every believer is up to his intentions, not up to his actions. You know, sisters, you must realize this fact. I will clarify it to you now, because it will help you a lot in your life. In the worldly life, human beings are equal to intentions. Why? Because the will, the main will in life is up to Allah. Okay, suppose today I have the intention to come to the masjid. So, according to the rule, actions are but by intentions. And my intention, it is a sincere one or not a sincere one, the only one who knows it is Allah. So suppose Allah knows from me that I have the sincere intention to come to the masjid, I will have the reward. But it is the will of Allah that Mona will not come today. While I was, for example, in the elevator, a problem happened and I cannot get out of the elevator at time, and the class was cancelled. Okay, so in life, you must realize, because this is a great mercy from Allah, the most important is your intention. So long you have your intentions pure for the sake of Allah, Allah will give you the whole reward. Regarding the actions, it is according to the will of Allah. I have the intention, and I tried my power and my will to come, but my will not work except by the will of Allah. Okay, so according to my power and will, I moved out of my house and I reached the elevator. But the will of Allah comes and stops. No, today there will be no class in the masjid. Okay, so you have to stay, for example, in the elevator for half an hour. No class. But, "Oh Allah, I have the intention yet." But you will not go. Why? Why? There are thousands of reasons to answer this why, sister. It is related to every sister. And it is related to the masjid. And it is related to my life. Okay, maybe I will have a car accident. Maybe, you know, another problem will happen to me. Maybe I forget, you know, that I opened, you know, and I forget it. And Allah doesn't want my house to be burned. So Allah stopped me. You see, 15 minutes. So I decided to return home. When I opened the door, I start to smell. You know, this is Allah, sisters. This is how you love Allah. When you always realize that so long you have the intention, just the pure intention to obey Him, He will always guide you to what is the best for you. Okay, so I am not aware about the actions, because the actions are up to His will. Okay, I am always worried about my intentions. Accordingly, those who strive hard to fulfill that great thrust, okay, they have the promise from Allah to guide them to the right path, and this is mentioned in the Quran. What is the meaning of this? Allah clarified that this trust is very great, and the heavens and the earth were afraid of it. To choose to obey Allah, to choose to follow His rules, to choose to have Him as the Lord, okay, this, to choose to have the power and will, okay, this is actually the trust of the human beings. It is not so difficult. You have a question?
Yes, I
will ask you. Okay, I will. It is not so difficult for those whom they have the intention that I will try my best for the sake of Allah. When you have this intention that in spite of the fact that the trust is very great, but I will strive hard for the sake of Allah to follow it, Allah will guide you and will make it easy for you. Okay? This is mentioned in the Quran in Surah number 29, verse number 69. And then,
Allahu Rahman Rahim. الذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين.
As for those who strive hard in us, we will surely guide them to our paths. And verily, Allah is with the mushinun, the good doers.
Okay.
Okay, so my question is based on intentions. Because I know in Christianity, we were taught that if you have a bad intention and you've committed a sin in your heart, it's like you've already committed this. So if you have a bad intention, but God prevents you from doing that, are you held accountable for your bad intentions as well? No. It's a gift from God then, if you don't do it.
This is the mercy of Islam. But you know, if you have good intention and you don't do it, it will be considered for you a good
reward.
You will be rewarded for the intention which you cannot make it. You know, for example, now I have the good intention to come to the masjid. Okay? But, you know, maybe 5 minutes before coming, I decided that, you know, I am not feeling well, I will not go to the masjid. In spite of the fact I was able, but I changed my mind. But because of my good intention, I will be rewarded one good deed. If I go to the masjid, I will have, for example, 10 good deeds. I will have the full reward. But to have the intention and then to cancel, you are also rewarded in Islam for the good intention. If you have the bad intention and you don't make it an action, okay, you will not have, you know, any sin. You are sinner when you commit, you know, a sin, an action, when you do an action. This is the mercy of Islam regarding, you know, the good deeds and the sins. This verse of the Quran, Surah number 29, verse number 69, Allah is clarifying that for those who strive hard in us, in our cause, Allah will guide them to the, you know, to the right path. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that Allah knows the reality of everyone. And the reality of everyone is already written 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us to live this life so that on the day of judgment, our actions will be either with us or against us. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Allah knows about, for example, me as an example, that, for example, let me say, you know, I will not obey my husband. Allah knows, okay? And it is written, 50,000 years, that I will not obey my husband. This is my nature, okay? If I will not come to the worldly life and live this worldly life, on the day of judgment, Allah will tell me, you are the one who will never obey your husband. I tell him, no, Allah. No. If you give me the chance, I will obey my husband. I will be the best wife in this life. So Allah is giving us this life so that we will prove our reality. So that when Allah on the day of judgment will tell me, you were not obeying your husband, I tell you no. Everyone, and you have to know this, sister, that because of, you know, the hardship of the day of judgment, everyone will try to save herself. How? When Allah will come and Allah will confront us with our mistakes, for the sake of escape of the punishment, everyone will say, No, Allah, no. I was very good. The seen will come. You know, while you are fighting, while you are escaping, whatever, the seen will be there. This is, you know, sister, the reality of the worldly life. The proof regarding our reality. So that no one will be, under the impression that I was oppressed. Oh Allah, no, this was not the reality. If my husband will tell me right, it will be right. Left will be left. Allah will get the seen. My husband is telling me right, I tell him left all the time. All the, never right. This is out of my dictionary. Okay? So, I will deserve what Allah planned for me. Okay? So, you know, sisters, Allah is clarifying here in this verse that those whom they try to strive for His sake. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that, and I always repeat this, sisters, every one of us is under the impression, I am very busy. I don't have time to come to the class. I don't have time to recite the Quran. But when you come to the masjid and you realize that you were not able to come except by the will of Allah, be sure that this is a great mercy from Allah. Because Allah will consider for you this meeting as a striving for His sake. Why? Because there are 100 sisters revert whom they are either at home or in the mall or sleeping or cooking. They didn't come. Okay? But you come. Okay? How you come? You have the intention, then Allah helped you. Okay? So Allah is helping you and guiding you to the right path. This means that you are striving for His sake. Any one of you can say, today, you know, I have headache. I have allergy. My kids are not in a good shape. The weather is very hot. I will not go today. Next week, inshallah. Okay? But so long you have the intention and you try to come, this will be considered for you as a striving for Allah's sake. And you see, sister, this is Allah, the Almighty. This is how, you know, actually all my classes are around, you know, one rule. Love of Allah. This is the greatest mercy in this life because this is the real and the only real fact in this life. We need to love Allah because Allah is the most merciful. And Allah is trying by all the means to guide us to the right path. You know, sisters, but this is the human being, you know. It is, you know, the shaitan is controlling them because they don't believe in reality in the mercy of Allah. When your heart is touched by the reality that Allah loves you, Allah wants you, you know, to be on the right path. Allah wants you to live the right life, the right, you know, not the fun, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, not good life. Allah wants you to live the right life, okay? Especially you, sister, Allah chooses you in America, in the 21st century, to become Muslims. Okay? This is a great sign of the love of Allah. So, the most important for any spirit to obey the commands of Allah, all the commands of Allah, okay, and to appreciate it is to love Him. How I will love Him? I will love Him when I believe in reality that He loves me. He is choosing for me the right path. He is sending me to the masjid to have the great reward. He is sending me to the masjid to do good deeds so that if there is any problem in my life, coming to the masjid, okay, will prevent it. Why? Because I do a good deed today and inshallah that good deed will prevent any disaster from my life. The more you come close to Allah, the more you have the mercy of Allah. So, you know, sister, this is the most important regarding this great or the very important trust, the very difficult trust for most of the Muslims to obey Allah, to follow the commands of Allah, to fulfill the trust regarding Allah, the Almighty. But it is very easy and it is very simple for these hearts which realize, you know, that the more I come close to Allah, the more I am with showered by His mercy. I receive His support. I receive His help. I receive His guidance. I am the winner. The more I obey, the more I am the winner. I am the successful. I am the one who has the mental peace, because I believe that the one who is taking care of everything, He is taking care of me. I am fulfilling my trust to Him, and He is promising here, you know, He is promising that He will guide us and He will make us from the, and Allah is with the good doers. So Allah is with you all the time. While I am driving my car and it is, the rain is very heavy, okay, I support myself, Mona, don't worry, because Allah is with you and Allah will, and believe me, sister, this is always happening to me, and it was happening to me more and more when I was living in Iowa City, and the snow suddenly will start to become very heavy. And I am not a good driver basically, and I am not a good driver in the snow. And I always start to cry. When the snow starts, I start immediately. You know, I feel my tears are coming down because, you know, I am in hardship. The snow will increase and the road will be slippery and my house is very far and it all Iowa City is up and down. You know, so when you come down, yes, it is, you know, you will be lost. So I start to cry. Then I always tell, this is how, you know, sisters, I become, alhamdulillah, very close to Allah. I love to teach. I love to come to the masjid. I love to live with the Quran, because I realize this reality in the, you know, real life. When I start to cry, I always start to talk to Allah. Oh Allah, you know that my daughter is alone in the school, and my husband is in the hospital. If I died now, no one will pick up my daughter. We are new in America. You know, I start to have this, while I am having this conversation, I am driving. You know, I am driving with the belief that He is supporting me and pushing me, because the distance is very long, you know, between her school and my home. You see, so through this way, sisters, you will feel that Allah is with you. This is the most important, you know, mercy, and the most important factor to support the spirit. Most of the people nowadays are unstable psychologically, not happy, very lonely, having depression, sadness, whatever. Why, sisters? Because they don't have a real support to their spirits. My husband is not good. He will not support me. My kids, everyone is, you know, for himself. My parents, they are far away. I don't have anyone. I am alone. This equal to total loss in different forms. Okay? But when I have the full belief that I am not alone, even the most powerful is with me all the time. None can cause problems. None can make, you know, none can threaten me. None can give me hard time, inshallah, because so long He is with me, His will interfere. The will of Allah will interfere, inshallah, in the proper time. Even if I face some problems, but I am sure that in the proper time, Allah will interfere, and inshallah, He will end the disaster, and He will open a gate of mercy, and everything will be alright. This belief only, you know, is the real medicine for any psychological problem. You know, the feeling that, you know, don't worry. Don't worry is not sent to you from a human being weak like you. Don't worry is sent to you from the all-powerful, the only will in this life. It's telling you all the time, don't worry, I am with you. So long you are trying your best to fulfill your trust to me. This is the importance of learning about this trust, sister. Because all the time, for the sake of receiving the message, don't worry, I am all the time with you, I will obey Him. I will come to the masjid. I will love the Quran. I will be very nice with the sisters. I will be a very good Muslim. I will keep the good morals. I will be nice with my husband. I will save my family. I will tolerate life. And you see, sister, when you do all of this, you are the person who is having the best morals, the best values, you are successful as a human being in your work, with your husband, you are collecting good deeds in every second of your life, and at the same time you are psychologically stable. You are in a very good psychological condition. You can take the good and the right decisions. This is very important. Most of the people nowadays, because they are not stable psychologically, they have wrong decisions in their life. Suppose I have a problem, for example, with my parents, and the problem, you know, I am not happy with the problem. Okay, I will never talk to my parents. This is forbidden. Why then after few days or after few weeks you tell to yourself, what is this wrong decision? How I decided not to talk to my parents anymore? No, I can't. Why? And this is, you know, let every one of us question herself. At a time in your life, you realize that you take wrong decision. Why you take these wrong decisions? Because you were not stable psychologically. You were not in a good shape. So I take any decision. Why I was not stable psychologically? Because I am very lonely. Because I am lost. Because I am weak. Everyone is against me. I am trying to treat the people in a good way, and they are never the same. So what can I do? I am not in a good shape with myself, with everyone. This is, sisters, you know, because the message of I am with you, don't worry, from Allah is not reaching you. You know, and not reaching most of the human being nowadays. Why? Because they don't strive to fulfill this trust. This is the most important trust. You know, what is this trust? This trust is that to choose to obey Allah. To choose. Not to obey Allah because my husband will give me a hard time if I don't pray. My husband will treat me in a bad way if, for example, I don't, you know, obey the rules of Islam, whatever. Okay, no, not for the sake of any human being. I choose Allah because I believe in Him, because I need Him, because He is the only power and will which will take care of me, because for the sake of my psychological condition, for the sake of my health, for the sake of my life, for the sake of the rest of my trust, for the sake of the hereafter. So, you know, sisters, this is how we have to come close to the Quran and to come close to Allah and to choose to become a Muslim. I want you, if you were not aware of this fact, to renew the intention to become a Muslim. I become a Muslim because I need Him, because I believe in Him. He is the one who creates the heavens and the earth and what is in between. He is the one who owns the heavens and the earth and what is in between. He is the one who controls everything, and He is the one who knows everything, and He is the one who knows the unseen. So when I am in a good relation with Him, and I am obeying Him, and I am fulfilling the trust with Him, and you tell me, Sister Mona, be aware, tomorrow is the 10th of May, it is the day your husband threatened you for the big problem. Sister Mona, be aware. I tell you, no, sister, your equation is wrong. You tell me why. I tell you, because tomorrow is the unseen, and the unseen is only up to Allah. My husband has the intention to cause troubles, but the reality and the actions are up to Allah. And regarding Allah, I have the full trust that so long I'm striving for His sake, 10th of May will be for me, and I will be the successful. You tell me, but this is very strange. I tell you, sister, let us wait and see. So you see, sister, this is how the believer is living his life or her life. Full confidence, no worry, no upset, okay? And the most important, sister, is doing the good deeds on following the right path. What is the right path? The best manners, the best feelings, you know, doing the work, if I have a work, in the best shape, fulfilling all my trust. I'm not supposed to come to the masjid and tell you, sisters, you know, now it is 1 o'clock. I don't feel that I'm in a good shape. Okay, sister, salam alaikum. I try to clarify this trust in these full details so that your spirit, you know, will be actually looking forward to obey it, looking forward to come to Allah, looking forward to try Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the problem? Come close and and try having Allah, you know, as the one very close to you, obeying Him, choosing Him, okay, choosing His rules. Try it and check. You will be in the better shape, as I clarified to you, or not. An important sister, this is the first trust which I clarified to you, our trust regarding our Lord, okay? And from that trust, all the rest of the trusts in our life will actually originate, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The second trust is your trust, the trust of yourself. The trust of yourself is that, as I clarified, okay, to try your best to obey the commands of Allah, okay, and actually to try your best also to fulfill all the trust to all the people around you. You will save yourself, okay, when you fulfill the trust regarding your husband, not the opposite. Are under the impression that I will save myself when I will not obey him, I will not listen to him, he is giving me a lot of headache, I cannot tolerate him, I want to save my life. Okay, this is totally wrong, sisters. You will save your life when you fulfill your trust to him and to them and to everyone, because this is the trust of yourself. Yourself wants to live a good life and wants to go to paradise. If you will not take yourself to the paradise, this means that you don't fulfill your trust yourself. How you can go to paradise? You can go to paradise when you fulfill the trust to others. So Allah will give you the good reward regarding your husband, regarding your kids, regarding your parents, regarding all Muslims and non-Muslims. So when you fulfill the trust to everyone, you save yourself. You fulfill the trust to yourself. This is the reality, sister, and this is the facts of the worldly life. The people actually confused all the facts, because nobody wants to fulfill the trust to others, believing that it is a very big burden for me to take care of my kids day and night, you know, and to teach them Islam, and to take care of their education, to take care of my parents, to tolerate my husband, to be nice with my neighbors, to be nice with the non-Muslims. What is this life? Where is the time for myself? All of this was for yourself. You are saving yourself when you are busy with fulfilling the trust to others. But when you leave yourself, when you actually make your time out of any responsibility, when someone will call me and tell me, your mother, for example, is sick, Mona, and she needs care, okay, try to get it in your home and take care of her. Opa, no, I can't. I can't tolerate this pressure. Myself, I can't tolerate the pressure of my mother. I will send her to my sister. I am very intelligent. I want to save myself from the pressure. I will take care of her, and I will cook, and I will give her the medicine. I will wake up at night. I will prepare the food. No, this is too much for myself. I don't want myself to have this burden. No. I will send my mother to my sister. I want to take care of myself. You see, sister, this is opposite the reality. If you take care of your mother, okay, and you are busy by taking care of her, okay, you are saving yourself and you are saving your free time. If you will send your mother to your sister to get rid of her, believing that you are very intelligent, I don't want to put a lot of burden on myself, okay, what you will do in your free time? What? You will watch the television, or you will use the phone, or you will go. It is all loss. Because you may watch the television and you watch a movie, and in that movie the husband is treating his wife in the excellent way. Opa! You see, I have to make a very big fight with my husband, and I have to question him. Maybe it will end by divorce. You see, because you refuse to take care of it. This is the reality of the life, sisters. You know why? Now you destroy yourself. But your intention was what? Your intention was to save yourself. Saving yourself is through fulfilling the trust which Allah, the one who creates us and knows our nature, and knows what is the best for us, commanded us to do. Fulfill your trusts. Be busy in your life through fulfilling the trusts. Work day and night to support the family. Live with your kids day and night to take care of them. Because the more you have free time, the more you may be destroyed. You know, sisters, this is a very important fact in life, and try to think it over. So long you are busy, you are in a good shape. The moment you sit and you start to think of your life, the first idea which will come to you, why I married this man? No. Very big mistake. I will not continue. Yes. Why? Because the minute you are not busy, yes, shaitan will come to you. And the most important is your husband. Okay? What is going on in my life? I will not cook today. This is number one. No. No cooking. Okay? No obeying. I will call my mother and let me leave the home. For him. Let him come and he will not find me. Let him appreciate. Allah knows. Allah knows the end of the story. After fulfilling your trust yourself, you must fulfill your trust to, even if parents are still Muslims, you must treat them kindly. And you must be very good to them. Okay? Because through this kind treatment, you actually are proving that Islam is a good religion. And you are not lost by becoming a Muslim. And also you are inviting them in an indirect way to learn about Islam. You will be actually rewarded for this when you treat your good parents with the intention, which I mentioned it to you at the beginning of the class, that I am treating my parents in a good way for the sake of Allah. And for the sake of themselves, so that may Allah guide them, insha'Allah, and they start to learn about Islam, and may Allah shower their hearts with His mercy, and they, you know, accept Islam. If they accept it or not, this is not your business. Okay? Because actions are up to Allah. The most important for you is the intention. Okay, how the intention? The intention is not to say to them, become Muslims, Islam is good. No, you can prove your intention through your good treatment to them. Your care towards them, okay, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, Allah will make them to feel that my daughter is still good with me, my daughter is visiting me, she is giving me gifts. This means that her morals and values which she learned in the religion of Islam are good. So, I am not supposed to be angry that she become a Muslim. This will take time. The more it takes time for your parents to be nice with you after you become a Muslim, the more is Allah's reward for you. Because you are striving for His sake. It is the same. You know, sisters, so this is how we have to, you know, evaluate, you know, the events of our life. You become a Muslim, but your parents are against you. They are not happy with you. They don't want to talk to you. There are many reverse sisters like this. Okay? No problem. No problem. Allah wants you to strive more for His sake. To be patient. Okay? To be confident with the religion of Islam. Okay? And to try. And the more the time you try to be patient and to tolerate for Allah's sake, the more the reward for you in this life and in the hereafter. Okay? Whether they accept to become nice with you or not, whether they become nice or not, this is not your business. Keep on treating them in a good way, because this is their trust according to the rules of Allah. Okay, sisters? So now we will learn from First, I need to guide you a very important fact regarding the trust of the parents. It is always in the Quran that Allah mentioned the command of good treatment of the parents immediately after the command of worshipping Him. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that when Allah will command us, O believers, or O human being, worship Me and treat your parents in a good way. The same statement. This is the proof of the importance of fulfilling the trust to your parents and treating them in a good way. We will have the proof now from Surah number 4, verse number 36, and then Surah number 6, verse number 151. We will start by Surah number 4, verse number 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number, verse number 36. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْجَارِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْجَارِ الْجُنُبِ وَالصَّاحِبِ بِالْجَنْبِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا.
Worship Allah and join none with Him. And good to parents, kinsfolk, orphans, al-masakin, the neighbor who is near of kin, the neighbor who is a stranger, the companion by your side, the wayfarer, and those whom your right hand possesses. Verily Allah does not like such as are proud and boastful.
Okay, so sister, when you read the first line of this verse of the Quran, Allah said, worship Allah and join none with Him and do good to parents. Immediately after the command of worshipping Allah, Allah sent the command to do good to parents. We will read about the same fact in Surah number 6, verse number 151. Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, come, I will recite what your Lord has prohibited you from. Join not anything in worship with him. Be good and dutiful to your parents. Kill not your children because of poverty. We provide sustenance for you and for them. Come not near to al-fawahish,
sins,
whether committed openly or secretly, and kill not anyone whom Allah has forbidden, except for a just cause. This He has commanded you that you may understand.
So Allah the Almighty is saying, say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, come, I will recite what your Lord has prohibited for you from. Join not anything in worship with him. Be good and dutiful to your parents. So again, sisters, in all the verses of the Quran, when Allah will mention the command to worship him, and then the human beings which are mentioned immediately after the command of worshiping Allah are the parents and the good treatment for them. This is a proof of the importance of the good, kind treatment of the parents. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked about which deed is dearest to Allah. He replied, performing prayer on time. He was asked, what is the next? He said, kindness to parents. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Allah the Almighty delayed the punishment of sins according to His will until the day of resurrection. Except for the unkindness to parents, Allah hastened its punishment for the one guilty of it before His death. What is the meaning of this, sisters? This is a very important rule. For any sins, Allah is clarifying that the punishment will be mostly on the Day of Judgment. Not now, okay? But for the unkindness towards the parents, the punishment will be in this worldly life. What is the meaning of this in reality? Or in our worldly life, the meaning is that if I am not kind with my parents, and at the same time I am taking a lot of care regarding my kids, okay, Allah will punish me through my kids. Yes, because of my unkind treatment regarding my parents. Okay, so we must be aware. Okay, most of us take a lot of care of the kids and forget about, you know, the trust of the parents. Okay, and this makes the parents unhappy, because when they become old, they are in need of us. They are in need of our support, psychologically and financially maybe. Okay, but most of us believe that the most important trust for me are my kids. So whatever money I have, I will spend it for my kids. Whatever time for my kids, whatever enjoying outside is for my kids. What about your parents? No, my parents, I don't have time for them. My time is for my kids. Allah will punish that person through the most important human being in his life or in her life, the kids. You know, and because of that, you notice that there are people whom they lost their kids like this, or the kids have, you know, severe diseases or whatever, or car accidents or this and that, and they question, oh Allah, why this very great hardship in my life? I was so close to my kid. He is the most important in my life. I cannot live without my kid. Okay. Hold on and check your relation with your parents. You were also very important for them. They spent all their life, wealth and effort for you. And how you treat them when they become old and they are in need of you now. You forget about them completely. Allah never forget about them. And Allah will revenge for them. Okay? So sisters, let us never to forget our parents. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, let him be humbled, let him be humbled, let him be humbled 3 times. It was said, who is he? He said, he who accompanies his parents in old age, either one or both of them, but didn't use their presence to cause him to enter paradise. You see, sisters, this is very important. You know, you will be a great loser if you have your parents still alive and you will not take care of them so that they will be your way to the paradise. Inshallah, I will clarify to you this more and more, inshallah. But I have to remind you that regarding the mother especially, Allah stressed the good treatment of the mothers in many verses of the Quran because of the great sacrifice of the mothers. But before discussing about the mothers, okay, remind you sisters about a verse of the Quran which is related to how we are supposed to treat our parents.